The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara here, your host every weekend on AM 690 The Answer. And today we're going to be talking about aging in place and what it means to be aging in place and all the different issues regarding that. I've been doing this a long time. I got into aging 17 years ago. So to this day, people used to know me as a reverse mortgage guy. Now people know me as a Generations Magazine guy. Generations just started 10 years here in Hawaii. But I've been getting a lot of questions about, are you still doing reverse mortgages? Just about daily. People that know me, but because I separate the two a lot. But I think going forward, we're going to talk more about aging in place, because that's really a lot of the questions that I get today are about how do I age in place? How do I really address my needs, concerns, wants out there? And is this something that I wanted to focus on today? So today we're going to talk about aging in place and the reverse mortgage, and the new reverse mortgage, actually. And so just for full disclosure, I am the publisher editor of Generations Magazine. That's how I got involved, because of my reverse mortgage background. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer. We just switched over our company name. We used to be called Retirement Funding Solutions. And I just got back from Omaha, Nebraska, where our company was bought out by Mutual of Omaha. And we are under the insurance division. And so Nebraska, if you've never been to Nebraska, it's a little cold this time of year. Very flat, a lot of meat, no water, you're landlocked. Not a whole lot of seafood over there, but great people. It's amazing. Creighton University is really the big entity over there. Besides, of course, Berkshire Hathaway and Mutual of Omaha being housed there. TD Ameritrade is there as well. But Creighton University is actually the number two choice for Hawaii kids going to college. The number one choice is Pacific University in Oregon, outside of Portland. And I wouldn't be surprised if Creighton grows past them, because it's a little more economical, friendly people. My good friend, classmate Eric, went to Creighton and eventually stayed there, married a local girl, and has been there ever since. I did meet a couple expats out there from Big Island, from Maui, from Wahiawa, had dinner with them, and they love it out there. You are landlocked, not a whole lot of seafood, like I said, but great people, great lifestyle, very economical. Houses are between $200,000 and $300,000 range, and beautiful houses. I'm telling you, beautiful houses. And I didn't realize Iowa is right over the river. You know, downtown Omaha, you look to the left, there's about half a mile away is a river. I think it's the Missouri River. Not quite sure about geography. You can go right over it, and you're in Iowa. And great town. So I did want to mention, like I said, for full disclosure, my day job is the reverse mortgage. And for people that know me, I've been doing it a long time. And I have to disclose my mortgage license number is NMLS, with National Mortgage Licensing Service, 582-944. So just for full disclosure, I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. Our name just changed, like I said last week, to Mutual of Omaha Mortgage. But when I do workshops around town, people know that I talk about aging in place. The reverse mortgage is just one of the options to be able to age in place. So today I want to walk you through what we did actually last night. Thanks to Vacations Hawaii, they have a party every year for their regular clients. They must have had close to 1,000 people at the Sheraton Waikiki. This was a second night. There was actually a Wednesday night and a Thursday night. Now they'll be going to Maui, I believe, and the Big Island for these thank you parties, mahalo parties, they call them. All you can eat, all you can drink. It was a lot of fun. And they gave away prizes and logoed stuff, and T-shirts, polo shirts, very nice ones. So thanks to Kevin Conoscero and Vacations Hawaii for that party. It was free. They even validated parking, which can be a lot of money, you know. That was kind of nice. So we had a great time over there. And I usually sit at the same table every year. I think I've been there like last 3 or 4 years. I sit at the same table and end up being the same people that are there. They choose the same table. So two gentlemen on my left and my right got to be in their 80s. One was probably in his 90s. And the children take them now. And so they were at the table and they remember me every year. So when I was leaving yesterday, they go, oh, you know, you're still doing reverse mortgages, right? I said, yes, I still am. So they know that I do a lot of consultation, by the way. I don't charge for consultation. You can call me, email me, text me in the magazine. If you don't want to do my mortgage, email will be set up. Is pehara@mutualmortgage.com. That's my new email. My number is still the same, 808-234-3117. So I don't charge to counsel families. I actually spend most of my day doing that, talking everything from Alzheimer's to placement to long-term care to long-term care insurance. I'm not licensed to do insurance. I'm not an attorney, not a CPA, not a realtor, not an advisor. But we talk in generalities. So actually when I left the dinner last night, two of the girls who's dealing with the parents said, hey, you know, my husband's family dealing with their husband, their father right now, and they have early signs of dementia. And then they said, what about placement? They said, well, it can be very costly. You know, to age in place in your home, you can have a home care company provide a certified nurse's aide, a CNA, which are running between $24 to $26 an hour to come in and kind of help you do things around the house, kind of watch them over. Kind of like a companion service. They're not allowed legally to provide administer medication, but they can help you out in the house. Some will even bathe and wash and feed you. So that's pretty good. But aging in place, like I was explaining to them, you know, it is very costly. It can be run between $10,000 and $12,000, depending if it's skilled care or assisted living. It's very expensive. I believe the one dementia patient right now they have, the father-in-law, is paying, was paying $19,000 a month. They moved them out of the facility and found a place that takes private pay at $7,000 a month. They actually just care homes specialize in that. So if you're looking at a loved one and you're thinking about he's not going to be able to stay in a home, you're not going to be able to age in place, something you really got to do your research. You got to ask around. You got to call several places. We do have an agency in our magazine, Caregivers Heart Hawaii, that does placement and can help you walk you through that process. So when I speak around town, aging in place, I said, what does that really mean? Well, most people I talk to, when I say, how many people want to go to a care home or nursing facility? Nobody raises their hand except for me. Because I eventually want to move to like Arcadia, 15 Craigside, maybe Plaza, maybe Kalakaua Gardens, maybe Pohainani. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go to Westside because I'm a townie. But all of these different options, I do want to go down the road because I don't like to drive. I don't like to do yard work. My wife's a very good cook, but you know, after a while, I want to try different things. I don't want to have to wash dishes all the time. I want to be able to have transportation when if I have to go to a doctor. But just having a living lifestyle that is actually pretty nice. So that's my plan. Not everybody wants to do that or can afford that. So that's a different story. But so when we talk about aging in place, how are you able to do that? Financially? Are you going to live by yourself? So it's something that we're going to talk about today along later on the reverse mortgage. Probably the second half will be about the reverse mortgage. Because when I talk around town, it's really about aging in place. And so when I speak around town, I've been doing this a long time. What we found out is that as you get older, that's when the issue becomes a significant question. What's your plan? If you're living by yourself or if you're living with your parents, that's great if you're living with your parents. But knowing that when your parents pass away, what's the plan for the home? Are you gonna still live there? Are you the only child? Are you the oldest child in the family? You really have to get that disclosed right away and provide it with a legal document, whether it's a revocable trust, irrevocable trust, or a will, making sure you understand how that works, what happens exactly when your loved one passes away. Because at every one of these Vacations Hawaii party, they give you a little ticket, and you'll get a goodie bag at the end. And a goodie bag, my friend was working over there. She works for Vacations Hawaii. He goes, oh, by the way, Percy, I need to talk to you. I spent $19,000 a month And then we just moved him to a care home. But my father-in-law, there's another, it's not the same, different lady. Father-in-law has dementia. I'm sorry, the mother-in-law has dementia. And they need to go on Medicaid, but they need a power of attorney. I said, well, you're not allowed, you can't get a power of attorney if your mother has dementia now. She goes, no, the attorney says, okay. I told her, it is not okay. So you seek out your own attorney, because if you're deemed to have dementia, which this lady's mother was, you can't sign any legal documents legally. It's not valid. If anybody challenges you, you're going to lose because that person does not know what they're signing. And I said, talk to your attorney. She's like, I did. He said, it's okay. It's not okay. I've been through several transactions in this situation where it's not legal. So what happens if you have a loved one that has dementia or Alzheimer's, unable to make their own financial decisions? There's a legal process that you have to go through family court, where we have to petition a court and say, I'm Percy, I'm the oldest son or whatever, only son or whatever, or part of six like my family. I want to be the guardian for my father. So you have to petition a court, and what's going to happen is they're going to ask every one of your siblings, is it okay to have Percy as a guardian for your father? If nobody complains, it goes through. If one person complains, they're going to question, say, no, I should be a guardian. I'm the oldest child in the family. Well, then we have a little challenge. And basically what's going to happen is that we're going to revamp again, go through another court process, and discuss why each of us should be the guardian of your parent. And a judge will decide. So that's a process that I was explaining to my friend that you need to understand that can happen. And it's going to cost money. You're going to need an attorney. So if you're out there, if you do have a legal power attorney for your parent that has dementia, Alzheimer's, unable to make their own decisions, if they've been documented, let's say January 1st, 2019, they've been documented dementia, you need to make sure that power attorney is dated before that date. Because if it's before that date, that means they were a company at the time. If the trust or power attorney was dated after January 1st this year, when your loved one was deemed to have dementia or unable to make their own decisions, then that document is not valid. Somebody can challenge that. Now, will anybody complain? I don't know. But it was something to talk to your attorney, talk to your family about. So that's the legal side of aging in place. And it's just like I said, this has happened last night. And two situations that I ran into in a matter of about half an hour. It is happening all over, guys. You probably have, maybe in your family or your neighbor or your relatives, it's happening. So an aging in place, my workshop that I do, if you want me to come out to your group or your talk to your family or your church group or senior club, I do this all around the island. It's called the Aging in Place Workshop. And I actually have a little subtitle, By Choice or Chance. What I mean by that is that if you want to decide to live in your home for the rest of your life, and if you have a spouse, after you pass away, what happens to your spouse? You need to have a plan. And a plan entails a lot of different things. But I was telling Mike Buck this morning that the number one issue, number one concern for all seniors today is not dying. It's running out of money, outliving your money. So before you die, you have to go through your long-term care, caregiving. And more times than not, the people run out of money. And it's a scary process to go through, thought process, not only a discussion with the family, but it's very important. Nobody talks about long-term care. And you really need to, because unless you smoke and drink a lot, which I always jokingly say, you're not going to die right away. I was talking to somebody this morning, but in fact, before I came to the studio here, you know, we got to start talking about that, because that's an issue that is happening everywhere. We have over 250,000 people in the state of Hawaii caring for somebody, whether it's a child or a parent, a loved one, a grandparent. Somebody's taking care of somebody. And that is a key thing, which I'll talk about the second half, about running out of money, because the reverse mortgage can help you with that. When people run out of money, cash, whether it's a 401k, IRA, savings plan, whatever that is, what's left over? If you own a home, most of the time, the most of the wealth that you're going to have is the equity in your home. So we're going to talk about borrowing on the equity of your home a little bit later on in the second half of the show with the reverse mortgage and home equity line of credits. So we'll talk about that. But really, if you're looking at long-term plan-wise, if you're a couple, especially when one spouse passes away, what is the remaining spouse going to receive as income? Are they going to have part of your pension if you have pension at all? If you only have Social Security, Talk to your spouse. What are you getting per month, which they probably know down to the penny. So let's say I'm getting $2,200 a month and my spouse is getting $1,700 a month. When one spouse passes away, the remaining spouse can get the higher of the two. So that scenario, that remaining spouse will get only $2,200. They lose the $1,700. So that's how it works. You don't keep both. So talk to your parents about that or talk to your spouse about that. You probably know which is which. Anyway, we're talking about Social Security, and talk to your financial advisor, talk to your agent, Social Security. You can actually go online. It's recommended these days that because we live longer than shorter, when one spouse passes away, you take the higher of the two. So if you can wait to 70, actually to 72, you can get up to 136% of your Social Security income versus 62 years old. So I think most people today, if you're over 65, the full retirement age, I think, is 67. If you're like me, 59, my full retirement age is 68. What does that mean? That you can get up to 8% more per year. And if you wait to, like, I think 70, 72, you can get up to 136% of your Social Security. So talk to your financial advisor. You can go online to socialsecurity.gov and figure that out. Because if one passes away, the remaining spouse gets the higher of the two. So one of you should always take the higher, try and wait to get the most amount of Social Security, if you can. So talk to your financial advisor. This next part of the plan, aging in place by choice or chance, would be in your home. I always say, is your home home sweet home? Is it have you got all the termite damage taken care of? You've got termite treated? Have you done painting every few years, several years? Do you need a new roof? Solar is going to expire. The tax credits will expire end of 2019, so check that out. That's a good option to improve the value of the home. At some point down the road, if you need to have a wheelchair or fodeau, do you need to have a wider hallways? Do you have a shower that maybe if you have a wheelchair at some point down the road that you may need to be taking a bath in a wheelchair or in a tub, fodeau? That's something to think about. I renovated my house, 3 years ago now, and I put a jacuzzi in my house. That's one of the best things I ever did because I love the jacuzzi, so does my son. What's really important is your house, by the way, multi-level. I did a reverse mortgage for a guy, maybe about 5 years ago now, 6 years ago, and his realtor called me up. He's looking at selling his multi-million dollar house and downsizing to a $2 million, $1 million home. So I met with him. He was three stories, and he had a pool on the third floor. And I walked up that driveway, up to the stairs, third floor, where the main house was, and I was kind of pooped. I was kind of breathing hard. And he goes, Percy, I'm 7 years old. I do this 5 to 6 times a day. I said, wow, great exercise. How is that working for you? It was working good up until I had a knee problem. So that he was downsizing for that million-dollar home to another million-dollar home. And believe it or not, it was actually three blocks away. I said, why is it so close? He goes, because the house I'm buying is one level. And he loved the pool, had a pool on the same level. And so it would work for him. And he got a reverse mortgage to cover the balance of the difference of downsizing his home. So that worked for him. So I know a lot of people live up Aleva or parts of St. Louis Heights. If you're having a hard time now, think about 10, 20, 15 years from now, what life's going to be like. If you live on top of Tantalus, those driveways are very steep. Will you be able to live there and take down the trash down the driveway when you're 85, 90 years old? So I do what's called life planning with a think down the road when one spouse passed away. I mean, I just heard about a week ago saying that life expectancy now for the state of Hawaii, and I don't know where they got the figure from. It was on some TV show, 87.3 years. State of Hawaii. Now, I've heard 84, 85, 86, but 87.3, that's getting up there. But I definitely think the life expectancy in Hawaii is going to go higher and higher. When I got in this business 17 years ago, I think it was like 82, 83. But 87, I think it's going to be close to 90 very soon, next 5 years, because we're living longer, we're healthier. Our medications are keeping us alive, technology, our doctors are better today. And I think we're going to live a lot longer, probably more than you maybe want to. So stay healthy. Everywhere I go, we always talk about staying healthy. In fact, the girls that were dealing with the fathers at their Vacations Hawaii dinner last night, I said, one thing you got to worry about is yourself. What do you mean? Well, we eat good, we eat healthy, we exercise, yes. But you have to continue to do that. The downside to living healthy is that you're not going to die right away. And they both said, oh, that's not good. I said, well, that's true. So if you're not healthy, hopefully you die right away. But it's something that you really need to start thinking about. That's why I try to stay healthy. I try to stay off medication. I take xanthosin. You know, I exercise, I swim, and we do a lot of eating healthy vegetable diet. I do eat meat once in a while, but it's definitely trying to stay healthy, stay hydrated, drink a lot of good water. So that's part of aging in place. So Medicare, we've had many shows on Medicare. Medicare, you have to apply at 65 for A and B. There's no cost to you. When your spouse or you retire from your job, you have to go on regular, you know, have to pay your own Medicare. And that's for health insurance. That covers rehab as well. And so you need to look at that carefully. Medicaid is something that Medicaid does not pay for in-home care. It only pays for long-term care for outside the home. So you have to go to a state bed. There is a Medicaid health insurance, what's called MedQuest, which is actually very, very good in Hawaii. So it's really important to know how to qualify for that. I can refer you to some people that, do that. But Medicaid for long-term care, right now, depending on who you talk to, it's between 95 to 97% full, the Medicaid state beds, where the state can pay for you as long as you qualify. It's for the poor. But I'm telling people, looking down the road, 5 to 10 years, there may be a waiting list because we do not have enough Medicaid beds out there. You may have to go to a neighbor island to get a Medicaid bed. I don't know. But it's something to think about that, understand how to qualify for that. Understanding that, you know, whoever pays for the care controls the care. So it's not always the best form of care. And you can complain all you want, but, you know, the state only has so much dollars to reimburse for Medicaid, long-term care. So think about that plan. What is your plan for long-term care? And that's something that you really need to start thinking about. Aging in place, another thing is it's a family affair. Are you going to move in with your children? Are children going to move in with you? You know, you see all these monster homes. I know a lot of them are for rentals, but a lot of it is multi-family living. And I think we lead the country per capita of that. We have more people living with their family than any place else in the country. You know, it is a family affair. A lot of times, if you have loved ones that are grandchildren, a lot of times you're going to be the cook, you're going to be the chauffeur. Is that something you want to do? Do you want to be living with your parents where your parents still treat you as a teenager, like how they remember you? Do you want that? So it's just something that, you know, we talk about. We find out what your needs, wants, and concerns about. When you're doing life planning, are you able to stay in a home financially? We're going to cover that in the second half because the home equity line or reverse mortgage home equity line might be an option for you. I'd be the first one to tell you, man, look at something else. Because I'll go through this scenario like we're doing today, talking about different options available to you to age in place and what's going to happen down the road if you have a health issue, if you have a family crisis, if you run out of money. Are you making sure that you have all your legal paperwork in order, your will, your trust, your medical directive, your post? You know, we're going to cover all these kind of things in our workshop January and February of next year. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be bringing back the realities of aging workshop next year. We'll do that every other month. So look out for that in a magazine. So when you're doing life planning, if you want to age in place, it's great if you can do that. But really, how are you going to do that? And then at the end, we talk about who's going to get what. When you finally, the last spouse pass away, that's the only time your kids will get anything. And who's going to get what? Have you got a copy of the power of attorney, the revocable trust or the will? Do you know what you're getting? If you're a parent, I would recommend you talk to your family, talk to your attorney. I advise people all the time to let you know, give a copy to your children, everybody. If that's an issue with you, then talk to your attorney, talk to your loved one, your spouse about that. But it's a really big issue. It'll create a lot of infighting. And lastly, you know, I tell people, fair doesn't mean equal. It really doesn't. And we're going to cover more of that in the second half of the show And of course, we're going to talk about the golden years and how to design that to age in place. So I'm Percy Ihara. I'm actually the publisher editor of Generations Magazine. But as you know, my day job, I am the Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert. And we'll be talking more about the reverse mortgage and home equity on the second half of the show. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you heard about Phytan, wondering if it works? Try it for yourself. Phytan Free Body Care daily at the Phytan Hawaii Shop located in the Ohana Hali Marketplace on Ward Avenue. Phytan products are available at these fine retailers throughout the state. Long's Drugs, Marukai, Don Quixote, GNC, Navy Exchange, Runner's Route, Runner's Hawaii, and many other specialty retailers. Life-changing experience, Phytan. For more information, click on phytanhawaii.com. That's phytanhawaii.com.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We are a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. don't feel stressed and overwhelmed, or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. And today we're talking about aging in place and the reverse mortgage, the new reverse mortgage. And the reason why I say the new reverse mortgage is that probably had more changes in the last 3 years than the whole, since 1989. I don't know what that 40 years of the reverse mortgage, I guess. Is that right? I'm not good without a calculator. But anyway, I've been doing this a long time. That's how I got involved with Generations Magazine. I've been doing mortgages actually 31 years, since 1988, and last 17 doing the reverse mortgage. The company I'm with is called Mutual of Omaha Mortgage. We just transferred our name over from Retirement Funding Solutions. So Mutual of Omaha is the big insurance entity based in Omaha, Nebraska. And I was just there, and 70% of their clients are over 60. So they're talking about how we can help seniors and their families navigate aging. And that's one of the things I've been doing for the last 17 years is understanding aging very well. I just was in Portland renewing my designation for the Certified Senior Advisor. That's a designation that equips us advisors on all the different aspects of aging. It's a very difficult test. It's a 3-day workshop of intense training, and you have to be accredited. It's accredited designation, by the way. So there's obligations and requirements for ethical professionalism. It's of the 4,000 professional designations in the area of business, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, realtors, etc., only actually 10% are accredited. And what does that mean? A third party has reviewed the curriculum of the course and also reviewed the testing. And you can tell the difference between accredited and not accredited designations by the class. A lot of the classes that are or designations that are not accredited, when they cover the curriculum in your workshop, in your class, they will tell you this might be on the test. You know, I'll help you with the test, blah, blah. That instructor helps you pass the test. If they're doing that, it's not accredited and no third party reviews that. And in the financial world, depending on where you look at, there's probably anywhere from 10 to 20 designations in the professional world, business world, that's accredited. 10%. So that's what, 400? Of that number, of the 4,000, only 1% are double accredited, like the CSA designation, which I have, the Certified Senior Advisor. So in the state of Hawaii, I believe there's only 10 in the whole state of Hawaii. So it's something that I pride myself on. I'm very versed in all the different aspects of aging as well from the magazine. So if you ever need a resource, you can always call me. Again, my number is 234-3117. If you text me, let me know who you are and give me a call, because I get texts from all kind of people. And I'm very scared about answering any texts, because if I don't know who they are, because they're scams. I've been scammed a few times, so I kind of rely on voicemail as well, so I can figure out who you are. I also just got the designation of what's called a Certification for Long-Term Care, CLTC. It's a course that designed to talk to you about long-term care and how to finance that. It talks a lot about long-term care insurance. I am not licensed to sell long-term care insurance, just letting you know. But I wanted to have a background on different forms of long-term care, different ways to finance long-term care, because in my opinion, throughout these years, long-term care and caregiving is going to be the biggest social and financial crisis we're going to face this century. It's scary the number of people that are going to be aging. The fastest growing age group per capita is 85 plus. More people are entering 85 plus than any other age group. And it's really scary to think, how are we going to live? How are we going to age in place as we get to be 85, 90, 95, even 100 years old? What is that going to look like for yourself, or if you're dealing with your parents right now? How does that look? So, we talk about aging in place, and we talk about different ways of fund long-term care. And besides long-term care insurance, which we'll have on another show, most of us are worried about outliving our money. And if we do, hopefully you don't, but if you do, what do you have left over? And that is your home equity. So give you an idea, a lot of my clients bought the homes in the 60s and 50s, or maybe even early 70s, bought it for $50,000 to $100,000, and now it's worth $600,000 to $700,000, maybe $1 million, depending where you live. And now they're sitting on all this equity, cash, that you can't touch. So the only way you can touch it is by selling it, downsizing, paying cash for another property, or using reverse mortgage to buy another property, or take out a home equity line through the banks and credit unions, which is not a bad idea, as long as you can be able to pay back that monthly payment. And when you plan to take out a home equity line, make sure that, let's say if it's $100,000, and can you afford that payment if it's $100,000? Yeah, you say, well, I'm not going to use it right away. I'll keep about $20,000. But you need to plan the worst case scenario. If you cut all that money at some point, whether it's to fund long-term care or fix the roof or whatever, or put it on solar, are you able to make that mortgage payment if it's $100,000? Let's say it's $200,000. Are you able to make that mortgage payment? Think about that. And then lastly, if one of the spouses passed away, are you able to pay that payment, the sole survivor? If not, then maybe you really need to look at that. Because the biggest problem we see today is people running out of money and people having home equity left over and utilizing the reverse mortgage or a regular home equity line. So it's something to really plan out long-term wise, because in my personal opinion, and if you talk to advisors, home equity lines, a lot of times they're short fuse. They're short-term resolution to your financial situation. A lot of these banks and credit unions do great jobs at promoting equity lines, which are great. But realize that the initial rate, whether it's 1.99 or 2.99, most of them are adjustable rate. There are some fixed rates out there, but the fixed rate, they want you to take out money. And like I said, you need to plan. If they give you $100,000, $200,000 line of credit, are you able to pay that back every month if you take out the max amount of money? So it's kind of an enticement where people want you to do that, which isn't necessarily a bad idea, like I said. But you have to realize down the road, if you eventually take all that money out, are you able to pay that back every month? If you're not, the only other option you have besides selling it and moving with your kids or downsizing is the reverse mortgage. So when I do the Aging in Place workshop every year, this year was our 13th year, 2020 will be our 14th year, and that date is August 22nd, it's a Saturday at the Alamon Hotel. That'll be our 14th year doing the Aging in Place workshop. And if you've never been to that, it's very busy, but we have over 18 different workshops, individual workshops that you might want to attend. And out of the 18 different workshops, my room is usually the least attended, because when people hear the reverse mortgage, they go, oh, that's not good. I want my kids to have the house. Well, that's great and fine and dandy, and I get that. But the reality is, believe it or not, I have in front of me the AARP survey reports recently from, I think it was 2017 or 18. AARP did a survey about people that have a reverse mortgage. And this is not much different than the survey they did in 2008, where they found 93% of the people that have a reverse mortgage, it's had a great impact, positive impact on their lives. 93% of the people that have a reverse mortgage are happy. So when I see this came out, when I saw this figure, I was like, wow, why is such bad reputation that our product has? And I can't figure that out. It's all the negative stuff you hear in the radio, in the news, in the paper, people complaining about this and about that. But 93% of the people that have a reverse mortgage had a positive effect on their lives. Here's another statistic. 89% of people that have the reverse mortgage through the AARP survey result, 89% said they would recommend the reverse mortgage to their friends. Isn't that amazing, guys? So I know people bash the reverse mortgage, but when I got in this business 17 years ago, I did my research. And, you know, first of all, it's a government loan. And it's not the product itself. It's not the reverse mortgage that's causing the problems. The problems typically come from the borrowers, their families, somebody abusing the product, maybe stealing the money, using the reverse mortgage funds in a not a financial safe way, and or the loan officer didn't advise you correctly. You know, I've done several hundred of these reverse mortgages in 17 years, and I'll be the first one to tell you it's not good for you. But when I see a situation that might be beneficial to you if you want to stay at home for the rest of your life, this is the only thing that can do it. The reverse mortgage guarantees that you can stay in your home for the rest of your life. Guarantees to you as long as you pay the property tax, homeowner insurance, and upkeep of the home, which are very standard for any types of mortgage, FHA, VA, or regular mortgage from the banks or credit unions. They all require that. So the reverse mortgage requires that, and it can guarantee we can never foreclose upon you. If you set up the line of credit for the reverse mortgage, that's a guarantee as well. They can never take that line of credit away from you. So there's different ways that you can utilize the line of credit, whether it's to pay for monthly income, pay for home care, pay for long-term care, pay for rehab, pay for fixing a home. It's all utilized for that, and the money you pull out is tax-free. But I want to go back to that survey because a few other statistics on the AARP survey that was done just recently, like a year or 2 years ago. Quality of life. That's really what it comes down to, quality of life, in my personal opinion, and even my professional opinion, how the reverse mortgage can help you. So here's the deal. Of this AARP survey, quality of life, 94% of the people that have the reverse mortgage that they surveyed have a great peace of mind. 94%. 89% of the people that they surveyed says it helped them provide more comfortable lifestyle. 87% of the people said it improved the quality of their life. And the last statistic that we were able to publicly say is 79% of people that have a reverse mortgage they studied helped them remain in the home. So if you're really thinking about you want to stay in the home for the rest of your life, these statistics tell you the factual story. The reverse mortgage is helping people stay in the home, increasing their peace of mind, increasing their quality of life, make them more comfortable and safe. And when I say peace of mind, people, you know, have these worries about running out of money, worried about not having enough money to pay for long-term care. All these issues are taken care of with the reverse mortgage. So I'm not here to say this is the best thing since sliced bread, but I'm telling you, if you want to have a consultation over the phone or in person, we can have that. I'll give you all the facts. In fact, you know, I've been doing this 17 years now. And in the last month, there have been two major studies come out, one from Harvard and one from the Wall Street Journal that they did a study. And the Harvard study said home equity will be a critical for aging Americans, because what they found is that a lot of Americans today, including people in Hawaii, have debt when they retire. And that's one of the biggest problems. They call it a silver tsunami is real. And the impact of home equity, 65% of the people today have a debt. And that's the scary things. Over the next 20 years, they said number of households will increase even further. And the amount of people living older will own homes. And it's a pretty scary thought to think about when you're 75, 85, 90. The amount of people growing that age bracket is huge. And downsizing is an option, but really they say only 3.6% of the individuals 65 to 75 downsize. I think it's going to increase as our family's not going to be able to live on their own, but I definitely think you're going to see more studies come out showing the impact of of aging in a home. And like I said, the biggest problem is running out of money. And this study also talked about the last 10 years, the low interest rate environment. And it's been great for consumers and homeowners. The downside to that is that they say 46% of the people in 2016, 65 to 79 years old, still had a mortgage. And that's not good. So your mortgage payment, your mortgage balance as you pay down the years will go down. The mortgage balance will go down, but your mortgage payment doesn't go down. So it's really important to understand that. What I gather from this report basically is, you know, the reverse mortgage is going to be able to help you stay in the home, get rid of that mortgage payment. And a lot of people don't know is that you can make a mortgage payment even though you have a reverse mortgage. You can pay anything above $100. If you go to Vegas, win $10,000, you can pay that back. Not a big deal. There's no prepayment penalty with the reverse mortgage. So it's a flexible financial tool that you can use for the rest of your life, and it's something that is a great potential for having solutions for the senior homeowner. It's really important to think that way because it's hard to think if you're 70 now, and what's life going to be at 80, 85, 90? So it's really important to think long-term versus short-term. So that was a Harvard study. It just came out a couple months ago. If you want to find it, you can go online. Just look for the, it's called the Harvard Study. Home equity will be critical for aging Americans. This was done October 16, 2009, written by Chris Clow, C-L-O-W. You can search that. If not, contact me and I can send you this report. It's a very, exactly like I said, something that I've been discussing for the last 17 years about home equity and people aging and still having a mortgage payment. Well, the reverse mortgage, get rid of that mortgage payment. And then just this past week, I believe it was Wednesday of this week, Wall Street Journal, reasons retirees should consider a reverse mortgage. This is a big report. It actually came out from the executive director of the Kellogg Public-Private Interface, it's a long words, at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. Talks about a study they did about aging and still having mortgage debt. If you want that as well, email me. I can send you that full report. I'm always talking about facts and data. But this report, same thing I've been talking for many years. The reverse mortgage is a valuable way to protect against a dip in home values. In other words, if the value goes down, you can still stay in a home. We can't take away your line of credit. And it's something that's going to guarantee, like I said, to stay in a home for the rest of your life. It's a guarantee that nobody else can break. The government guarantees that. And it's something that people need to seriously think about down the road. So basically, the reverse mortgage is a line of credit, just like any line of credit at the bank and credit union. And like I said, I'll be doing a workshop in our December-January issue of Generations Magazine. You'll see it in there. We're going to cover a bunch of things on aging in place. I call it the realities of aging. But a reverse mortgage is simply a government loan that allows you to stay in a home for the rest of your life. And it guarantees that, like I said, you can never be foreclosed upon as long as you pay the property tax and insurance. And it's a pool of money you qualify for based off the age of the youngest borrower and the interest rates and the home value. It's really important to take a look at that. If you want to get a quote, just call or email me. Not a problem. And so essentially how it works is that, let's say for round number's sake, don't quote me on this. For round number's sake, basically, let's say you have a $600,000 home. You're 70 years old. You'll get roughly about a $300,000 line of credit. So let's say if it's free and clear, it's a $300,000 line of credit. Let's say you have a $100,000 balance. We have to pay that off first, and you'll have $200,000 left in the line of credit. And that's basically how it is. We have to pay off whatever existing on the current property. It's a government-insured loan where the government guarantees that it can never be foreclosed upon as long as you pay the property tax and your homeowner's insurance, upkeep the home. Guarantees that that line of credit will stay there. And for a longer conversation, that line of credit has what's called a credit line growth rate. Like I said, that $300,000 line of credit, it actually grows every month, every year, guaranteed to you, no matter what happens to the property value. To me, this is the biggest benefit down the road. So when you do retirement planning, estate planning, this is a huge factor to factor in with your financial advisor. It's a little bit complex, but we can show you in writing how this works and show you the growth rate of the reverse mortgage. The money you take out from the reverse mortgage is tax-free. There's no tax. It's not income. So it doesn't affect Social Security and Medicare. There's no prepayment penalty, like I said. You can pay it off at any time. The title still stays in your name, by the way. You always have it in your individual name or your revocable living trust. By the way, I don't know too many people or anybody that will actually lend on an irrevocable trust, whether it's a reverse mortgage, a conforming mortgage from the bank or credit union, or a line of credit. They do not allow you to have an irrevocable trust. So if you're planning on doing that, think wisely, talk to your attorney, talk to a financial advisor, get more than one advice on whether to do this or not. The typical uses of the reverse mortgage, we pay off other consumer debt, car loans, student loans. We use it to supplement monthly income. If you have life insurance or long-term care insurance premiums, we can pay that monthly or annually. I don't normally recommend you do lump sum disbursement of the line of credit, because if you take, let's say, $100,000, $200,000 out at one time, if you don't really need it right away, don't take it out. Take it out slowly, because if you take it out immediately, we're going to start collecting interest automatically. And that adds up. All the reverse mortgages simply is deferred interest. So over time, we can show you what that balance will be 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years down the road. Another popular use is to do remodeling, home repair, maintenance of the home. You know, whether it's termite damage or fixing the roof, it's really important to keep that value up. Don't let it deteriorate. In the 2008 AARP study, they also talked about number one reason why people are using the reverse mortgage back then was for healthcare and long-term care. And it's something that we don't see as much today, but we still see that. It's mostly improving cash flow today. A lot of my clients are under 70 that are retired or going to retire, but they cannot because they still have a mortgage payment. So by doing a reverse mortgage, it gets rid of the mortgage payment. It allows them to make payments or not make payments, but at least it gives them an option. It also creates a cash reserve. If you ever need the money in your line of credit, you can take it out. So when you draw upon that, it takes anywhere between 7 days and 10 days to get it wired to your bank account. On average, 7 to 10 days. Sometimes it takes a little longer. But it's wired to your bank account, tax-free, and it's available to you. And so that's where the peace of mind comes from. You know, you have that fund sitting there, not charging interest, not moving it at all, unless you take the money out. So that $300,000 line of credit, if you only take out $50,000, you only charge interest on $50,000. Works just like a regular line of credit. I tell people, look at your bucket list. You know, a lot of people want to travel before they're in a wheelchair or in a walker. So do this now. And for recreation, it's really important on the uses of the reverse mortgage. So it's really important to understand how the reverse mortgage works, what your obligations are, making sure you talk to a third-party counselor before you do the reverse mortgage. So get you educated on what the reverse mortgage is, what the reverse mortgage is not. One of the biggest questions that people ask me about is that, okay, I got the reverse mortgage, and let's say I do use up all the money because of long-term care or for whatever reason why, and now I'm owed $300,000. What's that going to look 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now? I said, well, if you're not going to be paying any interest back every month, which most people do not, that mortgage balance, the deferred interest will add up, and over time, that mortgage balance will go up. And yes, it can more than double. Let's say that you don't pay a mortgage payment for 10, 20, 30 years, yes, that mortgage balance will go up because it's only deferred interest. So the question is basically, what happens if I'm in an area where my home doesn't appreciate? Well, okay, let's look at that. So let's say your house is worth $600,000. We gave you $300,000. And 25 years from now, you owe more than the house is worth. So basically, you basically walk away. The lender can't come after the heirs or anybody else for the difference. And so the government pays the lender back any deficit. So if your house is only worth $600,000, now you owe $700,000. Basically, you walk away and they can't come after you. So in a nutshell, we're running out of time. This is what a reverse mortgage is. And to age in place is something that we all need to start thinking about. So anyway, my number is 234-3117. My email is pihara, P-I-H-A-R-A, at mutualmortgage.com. You can Google me. You find me on the web. Or you can go to generations808.com. So thank you very much, everybody. I know we got to run out of time here. So have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.